Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, August 3, 2022 is Siege of Calais, 1346-1347. The Siege of Calais, September 4, 1346, August 3, 1347, occurred at the conclusion of the Crecy Campaign, when an English army under the command of King Edward III of England successfully besieged the French town of Calais during the Edwardian phase of the Hundred Years' War. The English army of some 10,000 men had landed in northern Normandy on July 12, 1346. They embarked on a large-scale raid, or chevauché, devastating large parts of northern France. On August 26, 1346, fighting on ground of their own choosing, the English inflicted a heavy defeat on a large French army led by their King Philip VI at the Battle of Crecy. A week later they invested the well-fortified port of Calais, which had a strong garrison under the command of Jean de Vienne. Edward made several unsuccessful attempts to breach the walls or to take the town by assault, either from the land or seaward sides. During the winter and spring the French were able to run in supplies and reinforcements by sea, but in late April the English established a fortification which enabled them to command the entrance to the harbour and cut off the further flow of supplies. On 25 June Jean de Vienne wrote to Philip stating that their food was exhausted. On 17 July Philip marched north with an army estimated at between 15,000 and 20,000 men. Confronted with a well-entrenched English and Flemish force of more than 50,000, he withdrew. On 3 August Calais capitulated. It provided the English with an important strategic lodgment for the remainder of the Hundred Years' War and beyond. The port was not recaptured by the French until 1558. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:06 UTC on Wednesday, August 3, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Siege of Calais, 1346-1347. This podcast is produced by Abul Sme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Sme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.